From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. Nuclear talks involving Iran and a group of six world powers are underway this morning in Turkey. As NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Istanbul, Iran has been squeezed by sanctions and sabotage, but remains defiant.
Public comments from both sides suggest little willingness to move on the key question of Iran's uranium enrichment program. As they have in the past, Iranian officials say these meetings are an opportunity for the international community to cooperate with Tehran on regional issues, not a forum for coercing Iran to give up its nuclear rights. Western officials continue to say that Tehran must take clear steps to assure the world that it isn't secretly pursuing the capability to produce a nuclear weapon. Analysts say international officials, especially in Washington and Israel, have been encouraged by reports that Iran's enrichment program has suffered a series of setbacks. But they point out that a delay in Iran's nuclear program is no substitute for finding a way to ensure that it is, as Tehran claims, entirely peaceful. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.
The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations is urging Haiti to move its ruling party candidate from the dispute over the country's recent presidential election. NPR's Jason Beaubien in Port-au-Prince reports noncompliance could jeopardize U.S. disaster aid to Haiti.
U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Susan Rice says Haiti must carry out the recommendations of a group of international election observers or risk losing international support for the earthquake recovery. After the November 28th presidential elections disintegrated into chaos, Haitian election officials asked the Organization of American States to carry out a review of the balloting. The OAS issued a report saying that preliminary results showing the ruling party candidate Jude Celestin in second place, and thus in the final runoff, were wrong. The OAS said popular Haitian singer Michel Martelly should instead advance to the final round of the race. Election officials here, however, now say the OAS review is just a recommendation. Rice stressed that sustained international support, including from the U.S., will only come if Haiti holds credible democratic elections. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.
Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords is scheduled to be moved to a rehabilitation facility in Houston today, less than 2 weeks after being shot in the head in Tucson. Yesterday, doctors helped Giffords to a deck at the University Medical Center, where she's currently being treated. That's where she got a breath of fresh air and to feel the sunshine. Trauma surgeon Peter Reese says Giffords offered up a huge smile. Police in Miami say a murder suspect killed in a shootout that left two police officers dead had a long criminal record. Investigators say 22-year-old Johnny Sims shot and killed the two officers as agents were attempting to serve a first-degree murder warrant against Sims in Liberty City neighborhood. This is NPR News. Concerns about China's economy pushed stocks lower on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrials lost 2 points to close at 11,823. The S&P 500 was off 2 points as well. The Nasdaq lost 21 points to close at 2704. Analysts believe China's central bank might look to raise interest rates in an effort to slow growth in that country and to keep inflation in check. China reported that its economy expanded by more than 10% last year. A UN report finds the global economy is still struggling to recover from the recession. Lisa Schlein in Geneva reports UN economists are pointing to high unemployment as a continuing problem.
The report forecasts moderate economic growth this year and next of between 3 and 3.5%. UN economist Alfredo Calcagno says developed economies are growing slowly because of persistent high unemployment and low real wages, compounded with the too early withdrawal of the fiscal stimulus.
The jobs that have been destructed during the crisis of 2008-2009 will take several years to be recovered.
The report notes the United States will grow by less than 3%, not enough to make much of a dent in unemployment rates. It predicts recovering jobs lost during the crisis would take at least another 4 years. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
Police say social networking helped lead to the arrest of a man accused of sending hundreds of sexually oriented text messages to young girls and others in Northwest Ohio. That's according to Monroeville Police Captain James Bond. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News, in Washington.